Scientists monitoring Mount St. Helens confirmed today that magma is on the rise and repressurizing the volcano in southwest Washington. However, they also stress there are no signs of an immediate eruption. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more.
Scientists keep tabs on Mount St. Helens with seismometers and very sensitive GPS instruments. Earthquake activity is still low. The GPS stations are more revealing. They show the volcano is swelling modestly. Seth Moran is a USGS seismologist. He says this is consistent with magma moving up from depth to recharge the reservoir beneath the volcano.
We don't know when it's going to erupt next. What this is telling us is that it's getting ready, and it could be years, it could be decades until it finally does, but it's getting ready again.
Moran says Mount St. Helens will tell us when it's about to blow, with swarms of earthquakes and much more swelling than we're seeing now. He says the pace of refueling seems to be slower this time than before the last eruptive cycle that ended in 2008. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
Coincidentally, the National Science Foundation and USGS have funded a major study to begin this summer to image the magma plumbing beneath Mount St. Helens.